Welcome to Inside Forbes with me, Sally Musa, as we explore the highlights of the latest edition of Forbes Middle East with our managing editor, Claudine Coletti. Welcome back, Claudine.
Thank you for having me, Sally.
So good to have you. We are talking this month, not just one, not two, but we have three big lists. And of course, we have the Middle East FinTech 50, the innovators who are moving and shaking the banking industry, with the region's most successful fintechs being featured. But before we do jump in, why three lists? What is in common between them and what's standing out for you?
It's kind of the whole financial ecosystem. So you mentioned the FinTech 50. We do have our FinTech 50. We also have the 30 most valuable banks in the Middle East, and we have the Middle East top 30 asset managers. So these are really the leaders holding, moving, and investing our money, but also enabling us to do the same, you know, from our telephones a lot of the time now.
There is so much going on in the world of banking and fintech, but what's really interesting is the funding there. What are funding levels like when we're looking at the fintech industry? Is it up? Is it down?
To be completely honest, despite the fact that fintech is so vital to our lives now, globally funding has been down. But I mean, it follows the trend of VC funding anyway. We have seen a decline in recent years. And there are, I mean, there are differing reports, differing numbers out, depending on which research you look at. But CBI Insights actually estimated that globally fintech funding is down by around 50% last year. I mean, it's still over 39 billion, but 50% is significant.
What's really interesting, though, is that it doesn't quite follow the trends in the region here in the Middle East. In the Middle East, though, we're seeing quite an uptick in funding for fintech. Is that right?
Yes and no. There is still a decline in the Middle East, but we are faring better than other global regions, especially when it comes to fintech. But I mean, a lot of that is down to having an absolutely amazing Q4 last year, which is really powered by two Saudi-based fintechs, Tamara and Tabby. They had huge funding rounds. Tamara raised 340 million. Tabby raised 250 million, which is massive. And I think the quarterly funding value just for Q4 last year was around 800 million, which according to some reporters is biggest ever. But you've got Tamara and Tabby making up 73 or more than 73% of that.
It's absolutely huge. And we're also seeing companies out of the UAE as well, out of Saudi. This is really interesting. We're featuring Saudi-based Lean Technologies, who've created one of the region's leading third-party regulated open banking platforms with 37 million in funding. What can you tell us about their rise?
I mean, what's the secret to anyone's success? I think with Lean Technologies, timing really, really played a big factor. So there's four co-founders. Two of them were at Stanford University in Silicon Valley in around 2012. So they're really at the hub of entrepreneurialism, the hub of technology, and that really inspired them. At that same time, the Middle East was kind of up and coming, but obviously nowhere near what they were seeing in the US. So they started thinking of ideas. How do we inspire this in the Middle East? What can we help grow there? They didn't get into it straight away. They didn't establish Lean Technologies until 2019, but they really hit on it at the right time. I think they were one of the first or the first open banking platforms to be regulated actually in Saudi.
It's exciting to see those who are from the region taking that amazing experience that they have outside and bringing it back home and really creating globally leading companies like that that are really making an impact. And so let's jump into the first list. It is the Middle East FinTech 50, as we're looking at the top players that are revolutionizing financial technology and the landscape that is here as well. Who are some of the individuals, some of the companies who really stand out for you?
So the list, as I mentioned earlier, it spans the entire ecosystem. So we're looking at digital payment apps, we're looking at investment apps, we're looking at open banking platforms. I mean, it covers most of the sectors. What I find quite interesting actually is out of the 50, Egypt actually dominates this list. It's followed by the UAE and Saudi, but Egypt actually has 13 of the 50 entries, which I think is quite interesting.
It really is interesting. And speaking of Egypt, I really love this. The digital investment platform Thunder, which is based in Egypt, they are seeing exponential growth and looking to expand, very much looking at democratizing investment. So they're actually facing a lot of competition, though, aren't they?
They are. I mean, they're arguably one of only a few really successful regional independent investment and trading platforms. But there are a lot of traditional banks and traditional brokerages that have their own online platforms. So they are facing both innovative competition and traditional competition. But they're doing extremely well. So they were established in 2008. Since then, they've raised $20 million, and they're looking to expand in the UAE and Saudi. And arguably, as I say, they do have competition actually more so in the markets they're looking to expand to. So it'll be interesting to see how they handle that.
I love this particular edition of Forbes Middle East because we're not just looking at the top 50 in fintech, we're looking at the Middle East top 30 most valuable banks, as well as the top 30 asset managers in the region. Are we following a similar trend in terms of the countries that are really at the top and where these individuals are from?
So actually with these two lists, they're following a similar pattern, but we're not seeing Egypt on top here. It's actually Saudi that dominates. So with the most valuable banks, they represent 10 of the 30 entries, and asset managers, they represent 14, 13, 14, followed by, I think with asset managers, it's Kuwait and the UAE, and banks, they're followed by the UAE and Qatar.
There are so many amazing ways for people to save money, to invest. Fintech is really transforming the way that we do that every single day and making it more accessible to people. I really love this story. This is fascinating. It takes the ages-old tradition that we have here in the Middle East that is called a jam'iyya, where it's basically a money circle. You have a group of people where people will put in every month a certain amount, and every month one person will get to collect that amount. And there is one company that is taking that digital.
There is. I'm really glad you pronounced that because you stopped me pronouncing it wrong. So thank you. Yes, so Ahmed Wadi set up Money Fellows in 2016. What I really like about this story is it's an example of how someone with an entrepreneurial mindset actually faced a challenge in their own lives, or a roadblock in their own lives, and thought, hang on, how do I make this easier? I know a way. How do I do this? So it's a really inspiring story. He was actually in Germany. He was a student. He needed a loan. He was finding it difficult to get that in the traditional methods. And he knew about money circles from his home country of Egypt. And he thought, why isn't this available? I need to make it available. So he went away and he did. It's a really, really inspiring story.
It really is.
He's actually now made 50 million in funding,
Wow.
and his next step is a Series C, and I think he's aiming at 80, 90 million.
Fantastic. What an incredible success story.
It is.
Born out of something so simple that so many people need. It's just really incredible to see this kind of innovation, to see people, taking these things that we know from everyday life and just scaling it up in such a fantastic way. All of the details for these stories and so much more can be found in the latest edition of Forbes Middle East, the April edition of Forbes Middle East. Claudine, thank you so much as always. We got to get you back to work. You're working on the next editions.
I am, but it's always great to speak to you, Sally. Thank you
Thank
for
you
having me.
so much. Absolutely fantastic. And we're going to be seeing you next time here for Inside Forbes with me, Sally Moussa. Don't forget, the latest edition is always available in print and online.